Welcome to the Beautifully Broken podcast, brought to you by AmpCoil. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on this show, we discuss the common thread survivors share after walking through the fire, the practitioners making a difference, and the treatment modalities that deliver healing back into the hands of the people who need it most. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken podcast. I believe we're episode 41. Now, as much as I love having guests on and connecting with people in Australia and New Zealand and Europe, lots in the United States, I do love sitting down and just hitting record and just letting it go. Stream of conscious thought. I do have some things on my mind right now. I'm actually playing with this really cool tool. It's a Bioresonance Pro 3 laser that my friend Faye just handed me. I'm doing a little treatment on the vagus nerve here in my neck, and it's such a subtle laser. And it would be easily confused for a laser pointer, except the light is blue. And I'm just going back and forth along my vagus nerve, and it's amazing that within 20 seconds, I can feel additional blood flow to the brain. So here's an example on a pen. Laser is a special laser, but this laser has the ability to carry information into the body and create change pretty quickly. So it's a great little device. And this is not a commercial for the device. This is a commercial for how sensitive the body is, how receptive we are to change, information, upgrades, picking up resonance from other beings, other fields, other modalities in our immediate neighborhood. So I've been thinking about the fact that we all have this yes button. We've seen the Staples commercial. Yeah, there's an easy button for that. But we have a yes button. And for a big part of my wellness journey, I looked to podcasts and books and doctors and authors, everybody else. I was looking for the yes. Green light, go. Tell me what to do. What I love to do is research protocols. I wanted to know the right supplements, when to take them, how to correlate that with sleep, how to make adjustments based on my height and weight, geographic location, my disease state. And I would just go nuts with making these, you know, these protocols, thinking that it was really making any difference. I was going outside for these, a web of answers, a web of information that was going to bring me into wellness. And probably within the last 16 months, my health has shifted dramatically. The short list. Lyme disease, mold, toxic mold exposure, metastatic cancer, and about 5 surgeries, a couple small bowel resections. It's been a journey since 2001. Mono, chronic Epstein-Barr infection. I could keep going, but I'm not going to. My point is, in the last 16 months, my health has like skyrocketed, more specifically the last 9 months. And some things have changed, but I've always been a person who's been outside the box for health and wellness. I was that seeker mentality. Well, I know I can feel better than this. I know this is not optimal. I don't remember feeling like a mental challenge to tie my shoes before. You know, those things, those identifications with a compromised state, it's unacceptable. I always knew that. So I was seeking things. I was seeking out ozone treatments, red light therapies, PEMF devices, infrared saunas, you know, you name it. But in the last 9 months, I've started to trust the fact that I know better than anybody else. I've started to trust the fact that my body has this yes button. a big green yes button. I can visualize it. I don't know why it's green, but I visualize it as green right on my heart. And I get a hard yes when I'm thinking about bringing something into my world that I'm going to incorporate to add energy, muscle strength, better sleep, cognitive function. I get a yes, or I get a really hard no. And I don't really need to read too much about it, definitely not obsessing over a purchase or an acquisition. I just need to listen to my body. And it's a skill that's jumped up in the last 9 months. Again, something's shifted in my health. My health has dramatically improved. I'm not laying on the couch every single weekend. I'm not rushing to the emergency room all the time, although that could happen. My energy's better. I'm smiling more. I feel like there's like limitless capabilities with what I could do with my life. I could go backwards. I could go forwards. It could be anything. And I'm just really excited about it and really hopeful. I'm not worried about the lingering health conditions that I still have, that I struggle with, which aren't many, really and truly. I mean, they've really dropped off. I'm down to like one food sensitivity. I just did my food sensitivity test again through Great Plains Laboratories, I believe. And I had one food that was in the red. I used to have like 30 foods that were like, do not eat, will compromise immune system. I had noticed immediate inflammation. I'm back to eating cheese. I'm truly went through 4 months of a cheese addiction, goat cheese. And it's just been amazing. I hadn't eaten cheese in 11 years, and I can't tell you how much I missed it. But it would just be terrible joint pain and distressing gas and bloating, which was not as pleasurable as the cheese. But that's gone. That's a huge upgrade. And maybe it was seeing those test results in black and white, but it was another confirmation that I could just sort of say yes. Okay, you're good. You're making improvement. Look at that. Look at all the ground you've made. Started listening to the yes button. So I do this exercise. I'll actually pick up food or supplements. It's, you know, there's of course a more official way to describe this as muscle testing, but I'll hold it right on my body and I'll rock forward and back. And usually rocking forward is my yes, rocking back is my no, and I'll feel a shift in my energetic field. Maybe it's good for my body, maybe it's not. But I can do this with a lot of stuff. Should I go hang out with that person? I don't even need to do the test. I'll say, yeah, it feels great. Or it's a hard no. No, I don't like what they do to my energetic field. It's a hard no. Should I make this trip? Should I invest in this product? Should I go work for this company? Should I go speak at this event? I usually know right away. I get these hard yeses, hard no's. My big takeaway and why I wanted to do this stream of conscious thought podcast is that you have a yes button. It's taken me a long time to trust mine, but now I've got these improvements happening. It's like you get these wings and then you just start to fly. And it's not wrong. And let me tell you something, the belief that it's right is stronger than worrying about if you did or did not make the right decision. The placebo effect is real. The real SIBO. I love Bruce Lipton's work. If you haven't got a chance to check him out, he's like the grandfather or off-season Santa Claus in your family that you never knew you had. But his stuff is amazing. And I would just implore everybody, see where you can feel good. See where you can find moments of feeling good. Even if it's in the morning and your 5-minute love letter to yourself before you got out of bed, or that 5-minute meditation that you found out where your yes comes from, and identify the little yeses and just keep building that skill, because there's an incredible sense of confidence and power and vitality knowing that I don't have to go outside of myself for answers all the time. Once in a while, yeah. I go outside of myself. You know what I do? I go outside of myself for information. But for knowledge, for wisdom, I go to myself. And that's a new practice, and I'm really excited about it. I think one thing that's really cultivated that skill is the community I hang in and the people I surround myself with and the people who I get on the phone with. And if I'm communicating with you, if we're speaking, you're a yes person. If you're not, we're just not talking. So that's powerful. I remember a big part of my struggle with chronic illness, cancer, SIBO, Lyme, toxic mold, was hanging out in those, well, back in the day it was a forum, but now it could be a Facebook group. And if it's negative, don't go there. Trust me, the information that you get attached to the toxicity, it's not worth it. It's only going to make you sick. It's only going to cloud that big yes button that you want to be able to listen to, because you're listening to other people's regurgitated information. You're rarely listening to additional knowledge and truth, because truth is so subjective. You got to listen to the heart center. That's where your truth button is. With that, I'm going to close. I just wanted to say thank you for everyone. Anybody who's given a review, reached out, tagged me in a post, said thank you for an episode. I love the podcast, and I love connecting with these healers, survivors, experts all over the world. This is training that you couldn't pay for. And the same message comes up again and again. That's the body knows. And you could do a really fancy treatment like stem cells, or you could go lay in pools of ice and decrease your body temperature and be taken to a state where you're then administered some new injection of mistletoe. You know what? Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but it usually comes back to the you. Like, are you ready to get better? Do you really want to be well? Do you really want to be well? What are you going to do with that time when you got wellness? I prayed for a long time to be well, and I'm well. That feels awesome to say. That is it. Thank you so much for checking in. Namaste.